Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James. Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and COVA Insurance and by Papa John's. Now here's your host, Tim Hall.
All right, Buckeye fans, wherever you are, however you're listening, I hope you're having a fantastic Monday. I've been talking about basketball so nonstop. I was literally talking about basketball with my producer, Eric Reeser, about 10 seconds before the show started. We can't stop talking about it. We weren't even talking about the Buckeyes in that sense because he's a proud OU alum. We'll have the Ohio College basketball update coming up in the second hour. It's one of the things we've been doing on the Buckeye Roundtable in this winter spring season. So we'll talk about that. Hey, Jeff Bowles, we got the Ohio State connection. Jeff Bowles, assistant coach here for the Buckeyes. Really good dude, really successful. And now look at him, second season with his alma mater at OU, and he's got him in the tournament. And I'm telling you, everyone has been jumping on OU as a popular little pick. And I'll break down more of the brackets in that second hour. But against Virginia in a 13-4, that unknown with the Virginia Cavaliers, with them having to dip out of the ACC tournament. Who knows, at this hour, Tuesday I read will be the deadline for teams to enter with the protocol, so we'll know if possibly we see some craziness with replacement teams. They have protocols for replacement teams coming in before it starts, but not once it gets going. So, my goodness gracious, what a whirlwind weekend that the men's Buckeye basketball team gave us. I just want to send them my gratitude for that roller coaster ride. It's what this month is all about. It's exactly what this team needed following the weirdest, not really a collapse of a team at all by any stretch of the imagination, but still a four-game losing streak late in the season. It was just weird because you're not playing all that poorly. You got some late-game issues that even the coaches would say, yeah, of course we want to clean that stuff up. We got to be smarter with this shot here, with this turnover here, getting a little bit tougher on the glass to box out and prevent that offensive rebound. But in no way was that a four-game losing streak that said, oh, this team just can't hack it anymore. I mean, that's ridiculous. And here they go and get all the way to the tournament finals. The perfect way to make up for that. Find themselves again, get hot, prove that they can grit and tough out some wins against the best competition in the country. Beating Purdue, beating Michigan, and without Kyle Young these last 2 days, taking Illinois, who I think is the best team in the nation right now and the most well-equipped to win the tournament, taking them to overtime, 91-88. Man, EJ, I felt the worst for EJ because his offense just wasn't there, but he still played a good game as you would expect him to. He still stuffed the stat sheet. He has the block on Kofi that sends you into the overtime. Without that, you might have lost right there. Dwayne morphing into just a new guy. He's unbelievable. He is a sensation right now. And Justice suing what he's doing is going to be really, really key for these guys. CJ Walker has just been a staple and been doing it all over the place. So, big show tonight. Lock in. You'll hear from Chris Holtman coming up here. A lot of things to talk about with the week on tap, with the game against Oral Roberts, a 2-seed versus a 15-seed in the tournament. We'll talk to Paul Keels about this weekend in hoops. Tim May from Letterman Row, he'll get us up to speed on Buckeye spring football, which just goes right into all the madness and sports going on this month. Head baseball coach, the season premiere of our conversations with Greg Beals. You do not want to miss that at around 6:46 tonight. Second hour, we'll go into high school hoops. It's state tournament time, baby. We'll have our season-ending chat with Steve Rolick, the Buckeye hockey team unfortunately fell to Michigan last night, but we talk about the brighter days to come, and we'll also talk OSU football recruiting with Bill Kerlick. He's been on here several times from Bucknuts and 247sports.com. The NCAA tournament breakdown I mentioned in the second hour, and at the end of the show, everything else going on around the Block O. Hey, the 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. You can join Urban and Shelley Meyer, plus some former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. It's June 16th through the 20th. Call 614-792-6204 or head to BuckeyeCruise.com to book today. The Buckeyes open play in the NCAA tournament Friday at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette at 3 p.m. versus 15-seeded Oral Roberts. Our network pregame coverage starts at 2:15. Coming up next, we'll hear from Coach Chris Holtmann in our radio show Rewind as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Byers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting BuyersAuto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit BuyersAuto.com.
Again voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is known for award-winning, thick-cut, eight steaks cooked at 1,800 degrees. Rated extraordinary by Zagat Guide, Hyde Park was also voted one of the top steakhouses in the entire country. Monday through Friday, enjoy happy hour with martinis, cocktails, and bar plates, starting at just $5 in a safe and socially distant environment. Proudly serving Columbus for over 30 years. Three area locations, downtown, Upper Arlington, and Dublin. Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse.
Hey there, Buckeye fans. Coach Chris Holtmann here. If you're looking to score points on and off the court, Kroger has you covered. With slam dunk deals and free pickup on orders of $35 or more, Kroger makes it easy to score more free time and save on game day faves. The ball is in your court. All you have to do is place your order on the app or at Kroger.com and shop anytime, anywhere. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And go Buckeyes.
Your home for Ohio State athletics, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall here with you on a Monday night. I really hope you're as happy as I am. The brackets are out. The Buckeyes are a two seed. This is my favorite week of the year. Yesterday's my favorite day as a sports fan. It kind of blends right into the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament with all the games, noon to midnight. You gotta love it. Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com. Save $2 on any order over $20, and your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. Our thanks to Papa John's for catering tonight's show. Check them out at PapaJohns.com.
Time now for the Chris Holtmann Radio Show Rewind on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
All right, my first team, all Big Ten producer back at home base, Eric Reeser. Why don't you start us off with Chris Holtmann today on the grind that these guys just went through at the Big Ten tournament.
We just had a physically and emotionally spent locker room. You know, you play four games in 4 days, and as well as we played, and as tight as those games were, you know, You had some guys that were just really physically and emotionally spent. So today will be an important day for rest.
Big day for rest. And then you kind of start the process tomorrow with some game prep. I mean, you can rest and go over game plans. You know, you can kick back on your hotel bed. Everyone can just open up their laptop. Shoot, you don't even need to be in the same room. You could throw things up on the screen, get some film, and study this leading scorer in the nation that plays for Oral Roberts. I don't want to make too big of a deal out of that. They play with a fast pace, but this is really not one. You're never thinking about 15 seeds beating a 2 seed. That's why it's only happened 8 or 9 times in history, and it can't happen to this Ohio State team after they just got locked in. And I would say the most grinded out game or the closest game was Illinois, but they had another overtime one against Purdue. They had a 1-point win over Michigan, so they all kind of bleed together. But here's Chris Holtmann on how they started that comeback when it looked like Illinois was going to throttle them by 20 or 30 points. Couldn't have wound up any different in the end. How they started that comeback against the Illini?
We were not playing with enough bite defensively. So I think once we started to play with more assertiveness and aggressiveness on both ends, we were able to whittle it to, you know, to a manageable lead, and then get to halftime. We kept telling them, hey, let's win this next possession. Let's win these 4 minutes. We get to halftime, it could be a 2 or 3 possession game. And it ended up being a 2 possession game. And we were in great position with the ball coming out of halftime. So again, it's who this group has been, as you guys said earlier, and what Ron has said. With the exception of the Iowa game, where I did not think we had great competitive spirit, every other game we've had great competitive fight and grit.
Completely agree with Coach Holtmann's assessment there in the Illinois game and the comeback, and agree with him with what he said about Iowa. I think all Buckeye basketball fans are there. That one was just a clunker. You never really showed up. You had one comeback attempt against the Hawkeyes in that first half where I thought it was going to be enough to get them to lock in because they got that comeback done early enough in the second half, but it never clicked in. And the only other one would have been the early season game against Minnesota, but that was so long ago. You almost think about we're different young men than we were back then. We played so much. We've been grizzled by Big Ten basketball. We're kind of in a sense, we look like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Like, that's how far we've come since that first Minnesota game early in the season. But, you know, he was mentioning the end of the first half and what you try to do, and you mentally put it in your mind, like, we can't get it all back. There's no 10-point shots out there. This isn't the old MTV hoopla, whatever they had back in the day, where they'd stack the baskets on top of each other and you could take the 20-point and the 30-point shot. You can't do it. You got to play defense. You got to be locked in. You have to take good shots. And they did all those things. They had the edge defensively. They snapped into high gear. They started rebounding the basketball a bit better. And they have this superstar, this breakout guard, who we've known for a while, but he's not been operating like this ever before, Dwayne Washington Jr., slicing and dicing, hitting nasty contested layups in the lane, bringing his guys back, and then really just sparking other players around him. Then Justice Suing starts playing like a beast. Then C.J. Walker is doing the things that he's been doing for the better part of a month, and you're right back in it. Can you imagine if C.J. Walker hit that jumper? I mean, it was one thing to cut that lead to 5 at the half, but to then get the steal. And C.J., I thought he might dish the basketball onto the left there, but he took the soft-touch floater, which is one of his best shots, one of his go-to shots. And I thought he had that thing. Even more momentum it would have been to cut that to 3, but it was tough to argue with how that game looked like it was going. That's the mark of a team with resiliency and a team with grit. When you think someone's just going to get blasted and run out of the gym and they stop that notion like nothing. I mean, they just step right in front of the train tracks, stop it, and take the game the other way. So here's Chris Holtmann on how the team plans to attack the week ahead.
I think our older guys are going to have to lead the way and, you know, get our guys focused on the next thing. And then really the next thing is rest today. And then the next thing tomorrow will be getting ourselves a workout, getting moving. You know, the coaches are hard at work prepping for Oral Roberts, and then who potentially could be next if we were to beat Oral Roberts. So we're doing all that stuff. Our older guys will need to help our guys. You know, it's interesting because the tournament got canceled last year, and some of our guys, you know, Justice Suing never played in the NCAA tournament at Cal. You know, EJ Liddell didn't play last year, we would have been a 5 seed, but he didn't play in the tournament because it was canceled. Dwayne Washington played sparingly, just a little bit as a freshman. So it is interesting that we got some new faces, and what we're going to need is guys like CJ Walker and older guys to lead the way.
It's a good point. I mean, I'm so excited about there being a tournament this year, even though it's completely wild, it's completely different. You're talking about quarantines and the whole things in the state of Indiana. There have been moments where I've floated through these past couple of days, and I've forgotten that we didn't have this last year. So just having the event that I love the most back is taking the edge off. It's making me forget that pain and sadness of not having it last year. But that's a good point that he brings up about players that really haven't had – we didn't have any tournament experience last year. And then these other guys that are your lead dogs now, they were really, really young the last time they did this, like Kyle Young and Dwayne Washington Jr. Justice Suing wouldn't even have been on the basketball team yet. I like this one where he talked about, you know, getting some game plan. They're not going to start moving around until tomorrow, and probably a slow build up there. Talk about game prep, and maybe the only time other than maybe a holiday tournament where you might sneak ahead and do a little bit of prep about the team that could be ahead, but not at all overlooking Oral Roberts at all. That's not what that is. Holtman talked about the most vocal player for the Buckeyes in the film room, who's always talking.
Sometimes actually talking over the coaches, and that's CJ Walker. And I don't say that in a bad way. It's a great thing. He is talking through actions. He's talking through situations. He's talking through every scenario. And that's really what you want of your point guard.
I mean, you believe it, right? There's a reason where we've heard Chris Holtman speak so much about CJ being a coach. CJ himself has told us he wants to go into coaching and maybe more in that player personnel role when he's done as a player. It's great that your on-court leader is also doing it off the floor and coaching guys up in film study. It's a good thing to have. You can stay up to date on all things Columbus sports and get highlights, sound bites, and all the best moments from your favorite Columbus teams by following at Fox Sports CBus on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Don't go anywhere because we're going to get more inside the Buckeyes' fantastic run in the Big Ten tournament with the man who called the action. We run the fast break with Paul Keels as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
For a Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-Furnace. Stuffed
crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use.
Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, 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 that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Hey, football fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall here with you. It's the Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Really good to have you guys here on this Monday. Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with renewable energy plans for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time now for the Buckeye Roundtable Fast Break.
All right, and up this week, it didn't matter if it was Ron Stokes in the saddle or Paul Keels, the Hall of Fame voice of the Buckeyes. They were all going to be a little bit exhausted after the four games in 4 days. Paul, what did you do last night and this morning to sort of get back into normalcy, if there is such a thing in March?
Last night, nothing. Came home, had dinner, you know, just usual routine, and then the quick turnaround today to get ready for the coaches show at noon. So, and then, you know, trying to at least get some thoughts together about Oral Roberts and preparing for that.
Yeah, what were some of those first thoughts when you went looking at this school, Summit League tournament champ from Tulsa, Oklahoma? We got the Golden Eagles. They have the leading scorer in America right now, so that's something for the Buckeyes to watch out for.
Yeah, the pairing came out while we were still on the air interviewing Coach Holtman yesterday after the Illinois game.
Isn't that crazy?
The first thing that jumped into my mind was the last NCAA tournament that occurred. Ohio State played in Tulsa, and the hotel that the team stayed in, and we stayed with them, was right around the corner from Oral Roberts Arena. Huh. The other one, and this is a little bit of minutia as far as history goes, Ron Stokes had told the story while we were there that when he played at Ohio State, they played in the NCAA tournament in Oral Roberts Arena, the Mabee Center, and played against Louisiana Tech and Karl Malone. They beat Iowa State in the first round and then lost to Louisiana Tech. Also, the fact that Oral Roberts has been a little bit of a gypsy basketball program. They've moved from conference to conference to conference. When I was just out of college from Xavier in the early 80s, remembered Oral Roberts being one of the original members of what then was called the Midwestern Cities Conference, with Oklahoma City University and Xavier and Butler and some of those. Then they weren't heard from for a while. Bill Self got his first head coaching job there at Oral Roberts and worked his way up to Tulsa. So, then you start looking at what they've done this year. You know, top free throw shooting team in the country, tops as far as offense. Max Asmus, who is the leading scorer in the nation, that's the first thing that jumps off at you when you start looking at some of that.
And right,
the fact that they really put a lot of offense out there. So those were just coming to some of the initial things that came out.
And it just, my thought on them, Paul, is those Dakota teams really have had a stranglehold on that Summit League. Every single team that wins that seems to be one of the Dakotas, and that's a team that Ohio State played. They had Mike Daum. You remember that guy and his performance.
Yeah,
that was a Summit League team that Ohio State had to squeak past.
The year before Tulsa when they played them in Boise, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so South Dakota State.
South Dakota State, there you go. Yeah, the Jackrabbits, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. They did kind of have a stranglehold on that. And also, too, keep in mind, and I'm sure you're aware, Tim, you know, between the Horizon and the Summit, there's been a lot of shifting between teams and conferences. But, you know, it appears, without having done a whole lot of looking into it, that this conference and these teams have all been pretty competitive within the league with one another. So, you find it kind of yourself just getting a little bit of a head start, trying to learn a little bit about them. You know, the biggest thing was, and I don't know why it occurred, but everybody got to talking about Max Asmus and looked at it, and all of a sudden I'm looking at the spelling of his name and said, well, let me check their pronunciation guide. And it's spelled A-B-M-A-S, but it's pronounced Asmus. So just trying to get on top of stuff like that.
Absolutely. Max A. Smith. So there you go. When you look him up and that B is before the M, there's some silence there. And Paul is always going to get that right before he takes it to a broadcast. That's part of this guy being one of the best in the biz. So, Paul, you've been around and you've called so much basketball, you probably can't remember a lot of the games and a lot of conference tournament ball. But had you ever seen a team go down to the wire four straight days, four games, like what Ohio State just did?
The closest came in 2003, and it was the last time that Ohio State played Illinois in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. And, Tim, it was one of those where everybody really thought that Ohio State team was only going to be in the Big Ten Tournament probably for one game. It was in Chicago that year, and I know we joked about it yesterday that there were some of the staff people and some of the media people who only packed for one or two days in Chicago, and many of them had to go run and get extra clothes on Miracle Mile. Ohio State had, I think it was...
Hit up Nike.
Well, I can't remember who... the semifinals, under they beat Michigan State, and that's the infamous story, and I don't know if you've ever heard this. Ohio State had a very little-used player by the name of Charles Bass. He was a 6'9" string bean. And Terrence Dials and Velimir Radinovich had both fouled out of the game against Michigan State. And it was close going in the final seconds, and Jim O'Brien was the coach then. He had to put Charles Bass into the game. And Ohio State was going to have the ball inbounding under their basket with just a few seconds left. And the Michigan State players almost injured themselves running to try and foul Charles Bass. And they fouled him and got him to the free throw line. And if he had been at the foul line that year, it had only been maybe a handful of tries. And he was so uncomfortable with it. He stood at the line. His feet were splay-footed. They weren't parallel to one another. He took a free throw attempt and banked the ball in to the point where both Tom Izzo and Jim O'Brien were looking at one another laughing. And it's around the Ohio State basketball program. It's been romantically referred to as sea bass off the glass. But that year, Sean Conley and the late Brent Darby for four games pretty much laid it out all out on the line and had a run like that. Now, that was not a team that was expected to get to the championship game. It was a team that ended up going to the NIT and had an awful first-round loss in Atlanta to Georgia Tech that night. But that was a similar one to where you had 4 days like that where you just the last one was a lopsided loss, but you just didn't expect for that kind of a grind to come about.
That's an unbelievable story. The sea bass off the glass. Paul Keels is with us, and we'll just make this our Big Ten breakdown, powered by Honda, celebrating 40 years of manufacturing right here in Ohio. Speaking of just shots you're not expecting like that, Kofi Coburn getting iced by his own coach and then making the two free throws there in overtime, which was critical stuff yesterday.
It was, and you know that issue was compounded by Georgi Bishanishvili fouling out of the game, but you know you got to give to Coburn, he stepped up there. You know, the funny part, Tim, was yesterday he made his first two free throws very early in the game. Then, you know, reality kind of set in. I think he's a 55% foul shooter. But, yeah, he stepped up there and made big baskets when he needed to. Andre Curbelo, who's not really known as a jump shooter, most of what he's been doing is driving to the basket. He made a couple of crucial late jump shots for Illinois in that game. And, you know, I think what we saw – well, a couple of things we saw. First off, how deadly Illinois can be and how they can hurt teams with so many different people. You know what Ayo Dosunmu can do. You know what Coburn can do. You know, Adam Miller had been playing very well, but, you know, Curbelo, who'd been on a great roll as of late with the way he affects
him.
The basketball game. Damonte Williams, who, much like his dad, was an outstanding shooter and was able to do that.
But, Frank.
You know, Georgi Bishanishvili, who, you know, as a freshman, really was an impact player for them, but then had to take a back seat. And everybody says that he's such a great teammate. And he comes in and he scores 10 straight points for Illinois and a crucial point in that basketball game. So I think that's what makes them, you know, potentially a dangerous team in this tournament. But also the fact that Ohio State, when you consider they played as well as they did in Champaign against Illinois, played for the most part as well as they did in Columbus and losing the game, and then the effort they put together yesterday, it kind of encourages you that this Ohio State team has the ability to play at a high level with a team like that.
Well, Paul, we got 9 Big Ten teams in the field. We know they're all going to be dangerous. Oh, real quick, before I let you go and get back to prep, what was your thought on Archie Miller now being out at Indiana? How about that?
You know, I was only a little bit surprised because if I understand it, he has a $10 million buyout. And if that move happens a year later, it goes down to $3 million. And in a season and in a time in which athletic departments are concerned about their fine, a little surprising about that. But, you know, Indiana's not achieved the way that the Indiana folks want them to. If I understand it correctly, Archie did not get Indiana at all to the NCAA tournament. I believe they would have gone last year had there been one. So only a little surprised because the buyout, unfortunate. Archie's, you know, we got to know him here. He's a good guy. He obviously showed his ability as a head coach at Dayton. There'll be opportunities for him. Not surprised at all at the move at Minnesota with Richard Pitino, even though they had gotten to the NCAA tournament a couple of times. I think the way they finished the season really kind of left a bad taste in everybody's mouth there. With a Penn State job having been filled, a couple of crucial Big Ten openings out there now.
Yeah, always just kind of interesting to see, you know, certain programs really excited about going to the NCAA tournament, and then you get news like that comes out, which is the total other side of the coin. But, Paul, appreciate the storytelling today. That was good stuff. Thank you, man.
All right, Tim. You got it. Take care.
Yep, good stuff. And Paul Keels on the fast break right there. Hey, Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you need right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. Don't go anywhere. We're talking spring football and looking at a couple key players maybe not many people are talking about for the Buckeyes right now. Tim May takes us in the red zone as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelly Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
Ohio State 4-Miler fans, we hope you are staying healthy and safe. And to keep you that way, the Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Byers Auto, Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual this year, April 16th through 18th. Participants who sign up receive an official race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. All you have to do is walk or run 4 miles over the course of 3 days and share your journey with us on social media. For more information on how to sign up for the virtual Ohio State 4-Miler, visit OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the proceeds of the virtual 4-Miler will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelly Meyer Fund for Cancer Research at the James.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task. Cut the backfield. Bring it. Save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor? You bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $134 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
My name is Bill Artman, and I lead retail operations here at Giant Eagle. I'm extremely proud of our 32,000 team members who are working around the clock to service our communities. Our trucks are moving, our stores are following top safety measures, and we're receiving shipments daily. And we would like to thank our customers for your patience and trust. For information on hours, curbside pickup, and any updates as we move through this crisis together, visit us at GiantEagle.com/response.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's the Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center. The first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
Buckeye Roundtable Red Zone.
All right, and here we go. My guy, Tim May from Letterman Row, who knows everything about Buckeye football. Eric, I didn't understand what you said in my ear, pal. Oh, okay, okay. Tim is trying to get on the line right now, so we are looking for him. It's okay. I mean, with March Madness being here and with Buckeye football, you know, it's one of the best times to be alive as a sports fan when you think about it like that. In the next segment, we're going to have Greg Beals pop on. And we're going to start doing some weekly hits with the Ohio State baseball coach. If you're not too familiar with Greg Beals, he's got a really, really funny personality. You can tell how much he loves the game and how excited he is for his guys to get back out there. You know, it's one thing, you go all the way back to last year, and this is the thing that started it. We'll focus on the NCAA tournament. I always will. I mean, that's my baby. That's one of the most famous sporting events in the country. To me, it's the absolute best. There's nothing more unpredictable. There's nothing more exciting, more dramatic. We can talk about the college football playoff and all that. That's right up there. But one and done, having to win six straight games to be a champion, that's that. So that's up at the top. But don't forget, all of the spring sports just went away. And then we think about spring football, because Buckeye football is king here. But all the other sports around the block, oh, that didn't get a spring season at all. That was just an abrupt and jarring ending for those guys. So when I'm watching the Twitter account or catching them on BTN, follow Ohio State Baseball at Ohio State Base. It really is a fantastic account there. They keep you completely up to speed. And, of course, at OhioStateBuckeyes.com, if you're a fan of any of the sports, you can get absolutely whatever you need. And they start off 5-3 this season. They have a chance to swing down to South Carolina to play a few games against Illinois. And it's just awesome. So, Eric, do you think we're going to get Tim May here? Okay, we're trying to reach Tim May for our Red Zone segment, but he might be having some phone issues. It's weird. I just saw a text from him, but you never know what that guy is up to. I think he has horses. And he's got maybe I don't know if he has a lot of land west of Columbus or just a little spot of land. I know he's a big golf guy, too. And I kid you not, one of the funniest moments in covering Ohio State football and being, I say, in the room. We're not in a room anymore. Being in my room here at home when I'm on a Zoom press conference, we get to see everybody, the ones that choose to click the video function. And I always tend to put the video on there if you're going to ask a question. But Tim May, no lie, is on the golf course while it's raining, and he's holding up, I guess it's the little rain cover function, the cover that goes over the golf clubs on some of the nicer, swankier golf carts. He's holding his head under that while asking Ryan Day a football question, and everyone in there is just laughing. But as we get close to spring football, the latest with the team, it was nice to see that they quickly got the numbers back down from that pause that they had. And some people wanted to make a big deal about Buckeye football having a pause in the first place with the way things were going. And you're watching some college basketball teams out there still struggling with it. And you're thinking, oh, here we go again. Because it did cost Ohio State football, if you look at it that way. It's also a larger group of people. And I think it was just more difficult than we can possibly comprehend what they had to go through in the Big Ten season with not having any weeks for wiggle room. It was just difficult. It was just really hard to pull off. And so when you see they get to the spring and everything's beginning to bloom and blossom, the season's changing, right? You think we're leaving this pandemic and we're ready for football. And you're like, oh, shoot, another pause. They got to you know, work things out here for a second. But hey, Tim is on the line with us now. I got time for one question for you, buddy, and one answer. So you got to make it a good one. I'm wondering, who do you think for this Ohio State football team going into spring practice is not getting the talk that they deserve? One answer for you, Timmy. Tim, are you with me? All right. I don't know what's going on, Eric, but I can't hear anything with the phone call right now. So that's all good. We'll figure it out so we can get Bill Kerlick on, so we can get Greg Beals and Steve Rolick going as well. We've got some more guests. I promise you we're going to get things figured out. But I had a couple of players in mind. This guy's a superstar as a wide receiver, and all the talk, rightfully so, is going to be about Chris Olave, and it's going to be about Garrett Wilson. What these two dudes did was, it was just unbelievable. What they were last year, and they're going to help out C.J. Stroud or whoever wins the quarterback battle here at Ohio State, which is going to be thing one for this team, quarterback position at The Ohio State University. You want to see that. But Julian Fleming was such a high recruit, ultra five-star recruit. I mean, you're talking the type that was not just up there on wide receiver boards. He was one of the top-ranked overall football players in America. So I just think that there's going to be a third guy, and we think Jackson Smith and Jigba, and he's good too. There were a lot of good ones, but I'm wondering just how much Julian Fleming is going to show us, because he really started to pop up there in that Northwestern game in the Big Ten Championship when Olave was out. But we'll get into some more Buckeye football as we roll on here in Buckeye Roundtable. I got to tell you, the Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Byers Auto, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual April 16th to the 18th. Fans can run or walk wherever they are and get an official shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. For more info and to register, go to ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the proceeds goes to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research. Brand new segment coming up. Time to lace up the cleats. Buckeye baseball is underway, and they had a nice little start. Head coach Greg Beals takes us in the dugout as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Some places have low prices, but at Kroger, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Kroger app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk & Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you, Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. If things are changing at your bank, maybe it's time to change banks. Heartland Bank has been proudly supporting the communities they serve since 1911 and encourage Buckeye Nation to buy local and bank local. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State baseball. This is Buckeye Roundtables in the Dugout with Coach Greg Beals.
And like you heard it say right there, it's our season premiere with the head baseball coach of the Buckeyes. I'm excited for some baseball here. Greg Beals, and he's given us his view from the dugout. Coach, thank you so much for coming on with us each week through mid-April here or whatever it is. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's fun. We're in March Madness, which is basketball, but for us in the baseball world, that means baseball is rolling too, so I'm glad to be on the show with you guys.
Well, you know what? I've always said this, doing sports radio for a long time. It is the month for March Madness. I love it dearly, but there's also no better time than March because wherever your love is as a sports fan, it is here for you. You got the NBA, you got the NHL, you got NFL free agency, and you got baseball. If you're a college fan, it's starting. It's already started. And if you're an MLB fan, opening day is right around the corner. So, Coach, it's literally got everything. It's the best time to be alive as a sports fan.
That's right. And we're chomping at the bit for it as sports fans, aren't we?
Oh, my goodness, we are. Just getting back into that flow. I got to start there with you. I know we're more than a week into things, but with everything that happened with spring sports and the pandemic, I feel like the spring collegiate athletes were the first ones that were forgotten about and the ones that were affected the most by this. But how was that emotion and that joy to be playing and coaching the game that you love, still carrying you guys out on the ball field, you know, 5-6 games into it now?
Yeah, Tim, it's been a lot of fun. It's a long time. We got shut down on March 12th of last year, and man, there's been a lot of training, a lot of preparation, and that, and it's been a long time removed from competition. So obviously our guys are pumped, coaches, myself included, to be back on the field competing, doing what we love to do. And you know, we prepared our tails off, but one of the big parts of that preparation was making sure we kept our guys in the right place mentally, because you knew they were going to be amped up, ready to go out there and play after this long time off. But man, it's great to be back in action, and our boys have responded really well so far.
You know, I love all the baseball movies that are out there, Coach Beals, and I think it's Moneyball, the one with Brad Pitt, where they start talking about like the passion and the emotion and how it's a romantic type of game. And one of the things I love in the offseason is your guys' Twitter account, at Ohio State Base. Folks, you got to follow it. When you start posting the pictures of the gloves when they're in their beautiful Rawlings boxes, I tell you, like, I just sit back in my chair and I run to the garage and I go and I get my own glove and I just put it on and I just start pretending that I'm out on the diamond playing. I love it, man. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And we, you know, we do a good job with our social media. Those are exciting for our guys, because it's like another Christmas during the year when they get their gear in. And you know, certainly the future Buckeyes that we're recruiting like to see all that love as well.
You got to look good, play good, feel good, all that stuff. So, Coach, early March baseball, it's always interesting. And I know you're used to it by now, being in a cold weather city and you got to travel some. But you just got done playing some games in Minneapolis. The Gophers weren't even a part of it. This is just crazy with the scheduling. You had the setup at the Vikings' beautiful stadium, U.S. Bank. What was the experience like up there? And also, great win yesterday. Nothing better than finishing a weekend with a victory.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And So about the schedule, you know, we were just trying to, early in the season, find places where we were going to be guaranteed to get games in, you know. So we, you know, like we went to South Carolina opening weekend, trying to chase down good weather, and then we went into U.S. Bank Stadium there in Minneapolis. So we're guaranteed to get your games in indoors there. Basically, you know, in the shortened season this year, we wanted to do everything we could to guarantee that we were going to get our games played. What an unbelievable facility, U.S. Bank. It's not a baseball facility. I got to be clear about that. It's a football facility. It's got glass roofing on it. Not ideal for baseball, but in its own way, what a great experience it was for our guys to be in that type of venue and get to compete.
Sure. Just give us a place where the snow isn't falling and we've got some climate control and we'll make it work. We'll fit it in. There were some bombs being hit in that game. I don't think Justin Jefferson, the star wide receiver from Minnesota, could even run some of those things down. There were some blasts. I mean, you just did it with the long ball yesterday, Greg. 3 2-run shots, and then that's all she wrote.
Yeah, and I'm really happy about it. And it's not that we're striving to hit home runs. What I like about it is our guys took great at bats and just hit balls really good, you know, in key situations as well. So, and it's a great learning tool for our players. Great to see from a coaching staff standpoint. When our guys just stay entrenched in compete mode, not trying to do too much, great things can really happen. That's what we did. We were in absolute compete mode yesterday, a big game against Nebraska, a good ball club. Would beat us earlier in the weekend, and our guys showed up and just stayed in their right mode, and good things happened. That's what I was most excited about.
Greg Beals is with us. We're in the dugout on Buckeye Roundtable. Just a couple quick ones, and I'll let you get on with the preparation for your week. I was wondering if you could give us a quick rundown just from what's different with this year's team, maybe a little of what's the same. We see Cade Kern. He hit his first blast of his career yesterday. We're just talking about that's awesome. Seth Lonsway is a Golden Spikes guy on the watch list. He sat down 15 already in under 9 innings of work. He really just had one bad inning. Who are we looking at this year?
We've got a lot of guys. This is a very talented ball club, and you know, with the extra year of eligibility that the NCAA granted, we got a lot of depth and a lot of talent on the team. Our pitching staff is extremely talented. Garrett Burton and Seth Lonsway, leading that show. We got Baden Root and TJ Brock, you know, on the back end of our bullpen. Brock got two saves on Saturday, one on Sunday. The right-hander comes in throwing the ball 94 to 98 miles an hour with a really good slider. It's explosive stuff. So this is a talented group, man. And I hate the fact that our gates aren't going to be open, because Buckeye Nation would love to see these guys compete and play. We're talented, and we're playing really tough baseball. And this is a group that, you know, I hate to say that we learned something and we got better by this, by losing our season, but the guys have an edge about competing now. They had something taken away, and so they take nothing for granted, and they move in the moment and attack it. It's been fun to be a part of.
I know, Coach. You just got me, you know, sort of excited and disappointed there. You got the big home game against Iowa coming up on the 26th for some Columbus action, but you got Rutgers first. A big 3-game set in New Jersey Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Real quick, what can you tell us about the Scarlet Knights?
Well, they're a much improved ball club, and Coach Owens is in his second year. His first year last year was a short season, second year there, and he's a really good baseball coach, and he's got a pretty good pitching staff, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to stay in that offensive mode that we had on Saturday and Sunday and be tough competitors with our bats, and our pitching staff just needs to make sure we're throwing strikes, letting our defense play behind them. They got one guy, I'm losing his name. He's got some popping. They got a guy with a handful of home runs as well. Rito is his name.
There you go.
So we're going to have to control him. We're going to have to control him and give quality at bats. But a good ball club. This is not the Rutgers that first showed up in the Big Ten. This is a much better ball club. So it'll be a good series for us. The beauty of it is one game a day. In the middle of the day, we've had a lot of morning games and doubleheaders in these first couple of weeks, and so there should be no problem with our boys being ready to answer the bell when we get to Rutgers this weekend.
I love it. Well, Buckeye baseball fans, I hope that gets you as excited as it gets me. Baseball season is here. They're off to a 5-3 start. They just won the pair this weekend. Bucks are hot, as they say, and they're coming in hot to New Jersey on Friday. Greg Beals will be with us every week here on the show. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk next week.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Tim.
Absolutely. I can't wait to continue doing that. It just gets me excited that the seasons are changing. It's baseball time. Well, we have a jam-packed second hour. We're going to talk some more Buckeye football. We'll hit a little bit of the recruiting side, but I saw Bill Kerlick was actually talking about some non-recruiting things with Buckeye football, so we'll do that with him. We'll do our final ringside with Rolick of the season, and of course, state tournament and high school hoops. This is one of the most exciting times of the year, hands down. A lot to get to. Do not go anywhere. More Buckeye Roundtable is coming up.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler's at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Have you or a loved one been injured in a car accident? The Stuckey Firm understands these tragic events are never planned. With thousands of dollars in medical bills and expenses, let the Stuckey Firm get you the money you deserve. Attorney Nathan Stuckey has recovered millions of dollars for his clients. Recognized by Super Lawyers as one of the top attorneys in Ohio, Nathan Stuckey will fight for you and your family at every turn. The Stuckey Firm. Experience you need. Results you deserve. For a free consultation, call 937-346-8000 or visit thestuckeyfirm.com.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelley Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy. Because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
I'm Major League shortstop Didi Gregorius. While I might not play for your favorite baseball team, when it comes to fighting treatments for COVID-19, we're all on the same team. One important treatment that you may not know about is antibody-rich plasma. Being tested locally in a clinical trial organized by Johns Hopkins University at covidplasmatrial.org. My favorite part of baseball season is getting to meet the fans.
Yay!
And hear the roar of the crowd. At covidplasmatrial.org, you can show that this 100-year-old treatment option is safe and effective against COVID-19. It could be the key to getting us back to normal. And for those like me who have chronic conditions, it could be life-saving.
Wow.
If you have recently been exposed to or diagnosed with COVID-19, step up to the plate and go to covidplasmatrial.org to enroll. covidplasmatrial.org. Let's knock it out of the park.
Ohio State 4-Miler fans, we hope you are staying healthy and safe. And to keep you that way, the Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Byers Auto, Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual this year, April 16th through 18th. Participants who sign up receive an official race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. All you have to do is walk or run 4 miles over the course of 3 days and share your journey with us on social media. For more information on how to sign up for the virtual Ohio State 4-Miler, visit OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the proceeds of the virtual 4-Miler will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research at the James.
When you're not feeling well and want treatment as quickly as possible, you know to visit Ohio State for safe and convenient options. See a doctor or nurse on demand by calling telehealth immediate care. For non-life-threatening illness or injury, call 614-293-3200. And our team will coordinate your visit over video or phone. This same-day care is available without ever leaving home for many conditions you might otherwise walk in for. Get our care at your place today.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto, is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by the James.
All right, welcome back. Oh, sorry. My mistake. I got caught with a little Papa John's there. I'm not even going to lie about it. Second hour of the program. I'm excited for it. I hope you are, too. It's Buckeye Roundtable. I'm Timmy Hall. You can stay up to date on all things Columbus sports. Get highlights, sound bites, and all the best moments from your favorite Columbus teams by following at Fox Sports CBUS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. The Buckeye Hoops team returns to action Friday afternoon at Mackey Arena. How cool is that? At 3 p.m. against 15th-seeded Oral Roberts in the NCAA tournament. Our pregame coverage begins at 2:15. Right now, it's time to talk a little high school hoops.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
All right, so my man back at home base, Eric Reeser, he called this one. He didn't see the sheet. He didn't know who it was going to be. He called it. And one of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is this presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network honor a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. And this week's recipient is Tasso's Cook from Westerville Central High School, who hit the shot of a lifetime that sent his team to the Final Four. I mean, Paul Keels should have been calling this shot. Evan Turner's half-court heave to beat Michigan. You've got to be kidding me. He hits a shot that most guys dream about. Like, that's what it was. So let me paint the scenario for you, for the District Player of the Year. That's right. Excuse me. Cook is deserving of this shout-out for what he's done all season long, because he's been that player time and time again for his team. So Gahanna has a 44-42 lead, and they got it when their talented guard, Sean Jones, let the clock whittle away, and then he connected on a rise and fire with 1.9 seconds left. It was an absolute dagger, right, at the time. Looks like the Lions are moving on, but not so fast, as Lee Corso would say. Not so fast. The Warhawks have Tasso's Cook, the senior who was not done with his high school basketball career just yet. He receives the pass on the right side of the court, 75 feet from the bucket. Dribbles the ball on the deck twice, uses a burst of speed to get past his man in the clear. He dribbles straight into the middle of the court, about 7 feet behind the half-court line. He jumps off of 1 foot. The buzzer goes off a half second after he releases, and bang! The entire gym goes nuts. 45-44, the game is over. Westerville Central advances to the state tournament for the first time in school history. Wow! Cook would finish with 23 points. Every one of them critical to the win. Shout out to his teammates, MJ Davis, for chipping in with 10 points. Quincy Clark, who actually used to play for Gahanna, had 7 points. And head coach Kevin Martin and his 21-2 squad will look to cut the nets down in Dayton for a Division I state championship. Wow, they'll begin playing the state semifinals against St. Ignatius in prime time Saturday night at UD Arena. So congratulations once again, Tasso's Cook, Westerville Central, the recipient of this week's Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Ancoba Insurance, a longtime radio sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association Mini Statewide Top Performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
All right, as we'll stay in Central Ohio right here, because there's so much more high school hoops, state tournament time. whittling them down to the final four, and they're going to Dayton. What a place, what a venue to go and win a state championship, UD Arena. Awesome. Let's look at some Division II action for a moment. Give it up for DeSales senior guard Dez Watson. 30 points. What do you think, he's Dwayne Washington Jr. or something? 58-44 win over Meadowbrook. Watson had 21 of those points in the first half to get off to a hot start. Amazingly, he also became the all-time leading scorer in school history. Congrats to him. The Stallions also got a nice performance from Obed Achirim, who finished with 16. So now St. Francis DeSales goes on to the state tournament for the first time since 09. They'll get Dayton, Chaminade, Julienne on Saturday at 11 a.m., also at UD Arena. Everything is at UD Arena now, just letting you know that. Thanks to the guys at 270hoops.com for the reports. Great site for high school hoops coverage. Check them out. The other Division II semifinal will be Lima Shawnee versus Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. That's a familiar school, isn't it? That one will tip right after at 2 p.m. As we do kick it up north for a second, how about St. Vincent St. Mary? Of course, led all year long by Ohio State commit Malachi Branham. Buckeye fans are really, really going to enjoy Branham next season in Columbus. Hopefully for a couple more seasons after that. He scored 27 in the dominating win over Gilmore, 67-40 to win their region. Branham said afterwards that they weren't so much concerned with the Nets for winning regional. They want those state championship Nets. The bigger goal right there. I can't believe he wasn't a McDonald's All-American. I thought he deserved it. This guy is versatile. He can... His offense is three levels. He can dunk on you. He can hit it in the mid-range. He can hit a big three. He hit a big three at the end of the third quarter. It was a buzzer beater. It was cool. Let's stay up north in Division I action. We look at their regional final. You got to be watching out for Menor. The number one ranked team is just mowing them down. They beat Medina 65-55 to improve to 25-0. They advanced to the state tournament as well. The Cards got great play all around as their goal was to concentrate on everything but the B's, Corey Tripp. Defend the rest of the three-point line, run them off of there, not let anyone else besides Tripp get going. It worked. He scored 28. He's been one of the best players in Ohio this year. He's won this award, too. The rest of his team only had 27. Jonah Wagg scored 19, and the Luke Chacon scored 18 for the Cardinals in the win, thanks to Jay Cron of the News Herald for the game report there. And kicking it down south to the Cincy metro area, Centerville advanced past Moeller for its first ever state tournament appearance. How about that? That surprises me. Moeller was trying to get to its ninth in a row. It was a grinding, low-scoring affair, but the Elks got it done 40-38, thanks to some three-point shooting from Rich Rolf and Tom House. House hit four threes, including a dagger late in the game. He hit a 24-footer over the top of a 6'6" Evan Mahaffey with 6 seconds left. And the Elks' defense was enough to hold on for the win. So Centerville will play Menor Saturday night at 5 in a state semifinal in the Division I. Division III state semis action coming up on Friday night. Worthington Christian takes on Cincinnati Taft, followed by Ottawa Glandorf versus Cleveland Heights Lutheran East. Division IV Friday morning semifinals will be Botkins taking on Richmond Heights at 11 a.m., followed by Columbus Grove versus New Boston Glenwood. Really, congratulations to everyone around the state who participated in this year's tournaments and on the runs that you've had so far or the ones that just ended. There were going to be 650 tickets available to the fans of each school, with purchase codes only being available through the athletics directors of the schools. So if you are a friend, family member of the schools that are going and you didn't know that information, you got to get with the athletic director. So go to your school's website and find it that way. You can watch on TV now on Spectrum, and you can even stream it on the OHSAA.TV site if you don't have that service. So I know everybody, a lot of people get interested in the high school hoops when it gets down to this stage. Our top performers from around the state were presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. If you want an edge on your competition, start by fueling up with nutrient-rich, protein-packed, low-fat chocolate milk to give you the nutrition athletes need. We are very much caught up in March Madness, but Buckeye football is still really caught up in recruiting, as it always is. It never sleeps. It's the lifeblood of any good college football program. I don't know if you'd heard that before. Bill Kerlick from Bucknuts will give us the latest as we go on the trail as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, community banking is the lifeblood of the American financial system, building strong, lasting relationships. We're just better able to help guide you down life's road. Flexibility is paramount to success. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The convenience stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance's cool with serving Sherrydale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Sugardale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Byers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting buyersauto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit buyersauto.com.
Hey there, Buckeye fans. Coach Chris Holtman here. If you're looking to score points on and off the court, Kroger has you covered. With slam dunk deals and free pickup on orders of $35 or more, Kroger makes it easy to score more free time and save on game day faves. The ball is in your court. All you have to do is place your order on the app or at Kroger.com and shop anytime, anywhere. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And go Buckeyes.
Hey, football fans, leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto is continuing. Pre-game or post-game, nothing beats fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers dipped in craveable cane sauce, made fresh daily in their kitchens. It's their one love, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtables on the Trail.
It is, and our esteemed guest, once again, a legend in covering the Buckeyes, from Bucknuts.com, 247Sports.com. He is Bill Kerlick. And Bill, it's good to have you tonight. I'm sad to report that our other legend reporter, the Buckeyes, Tim May, in the first hour, he had to be the guinea pig because we just, like, moved our physical console to another room back at home base, and there were some settings that were all screwed up. So it wasn't Tim's fault with the phones. It was our fault with the phones. You have to have the right – there's just some buttons that you got to press, so we got it figured out for Bill. But Tim May had to be a casualty, so we'll talk to him next week. How you doing, man?
Going well, and I would go ahead and blame Tim, though, if I were you. That Tim and I go way back, friends for over 30 years. So, you know, just if you get a chance, go ahead and blame him. Tell him I said so.
No, I'm sure he might even still be listening in. We absolutely did blame him at first. We just wanted to set the record straight and get it right out there. But Bill, I hope you've been well. What is it like when you have an event going on like March Madness and the Buckeyes are right up at the top of it, but you've still got to be that guy that is following everything that is going on in Buckeye football recruiting? This might be the only time of the year where you don't feel that that's just front and center and everybody wants to read and stay in the know about that stuff.
Yeah, Tim, it's a time of the year I love, and I love that the Buckeyes are doing so well on the hard court. You know, I'm an old hoops guy. I was that was my thing. I was the head basketball coach at then Dublin High School for many years. And that's kind of what I grew up as, so to speak, a high school basketball coach. So, you know, watching Ohio State this year, it has been a lot of fun. You know, one of the best teams in the country. And kind of like you said, Tim, it takes puts me on the back page, so to speak. And in this case, I'll be more than happy to go back on the back page.
You know, I really wish that that was in your profile, because you just went up a bunch of notches in my book with you being a basketball coach. We could talk about hoops for an hour, but we are talking about Buckeye football recruiting, so we'll have to save that for another time, Bill. But when you do look at everything that's going on out there, where the Buckeyes are in this cycle, as you're still just hoping and praying to get out of this period where we can have some face-to-face recruiting, what's next on the to-do list for Ohio State right now?
Well, first of all, Tim, I think that time is coming. Not soon enough, perhaps, but I don't think it's that far off now. I think when June 1st comes around, I think we're going to see the switch from a dead period to a quiet period. And what that means is that the coaches can't go out on the road and recruit. But it means that recruits can come to them, so to speak. They can have face-to-face contact with recruits as long as it's on their home campus. So the recruits can come to Ohio State during the summer if they change it to a quiet period, which, again, I think is going to happen as of June 1st. And hopefully, Tim, we're going to have camps too. That, you know, isn't necessarily a given just because it's a quiet period, but that could pave the way for camps to be held at Ohio State. So I think that'd be great. You know, as far as what's on the agenda now, you know, the Ohio State coaches, right about this time a year ago was when they went on their huge recruiting run. I believe actually it was March 15th of 1 year ago that they got their first commitment that started a run of 2021 commitments and 2022 commitments that really didn't slow down for quite a while. So, you know, even though it is still a dead period, the coaches are talking to recruits. They are FaceTiming them. They are Zoom calling them. They're offering a lot of 2023 kids scholarships. So still a lot going on with Ohio State football recruiting.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because so much of this one-year anniversary that we're looking at is usually associated with a negative one, as we're sitting right here about 1 year removed from the pandemic. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was an epic stretch that we thought that Ohio State was going to come down with that top class, but Alabama is always there, breathing down your neck, bringing in recruits left and right. But it was still a heck of a run by the Buckeyes. I was wondering, I'd been seeing a lot of talk about Desaun McCullough, and I'm sure you've probably gotten to know him a little bit doing your work, right, Bill?
Very well, actually. He is what a great young man. And, you know, when you talk
nice.
To him, Tim, it's like you're talking to a 25 or 30-year-old grown man. He's very, very mature, very well-spoken, and I indeed have gotten to know him well.
Well, that's kind of where my question was going to, because when you have a player like that has a family pedigree, you have covered so many recruits through your years. I'm wondering if you really can, is it different from kid to kid, or I guess play percentages with me, when someone has like an NFL, like a dad or someone who played high college football or has access to other even current pros. Like there was some talk about him, you know, learning a lot from Tyrann Mathieu from the Honey Badger, you know. How much more do you gain or do you see from young athletes like that that have that access?
Oh, I think it's important, and I do think that you know, in DeSean's case, his father DeLand McCullough, he has brought up his son, you know, very, very well, and you can tell that by talking to DeSean. You know, obviously DeSean has been exposed to a lot of great people in the football world, you know, through his dad. And so I think that is important, but, you know, he's just got a great surrounding cast, a great family, and just a real pleasure to talk to.
Yeah, he just seems like one of those athletes that Buckeye fans should have circled and someone that we're going to expect some big things. And I think he's going to provide it, too. I think he's a pretty safe bet. One more thing for Bill Kerlick, who's been our fine guest here on the Trail as we're going over Buckeye recruiting. I'll kind of blend this into current football because Tim May, we didn't get him on at all, so I was kind of texting him one of the big questions and answers I wanted. I wanted maybe a pair of football players going into 21 here that just aren't getting the attention maybe that they deserve. And he had two good ones and a guy who is critical in returning in Haskell Garrett and his story. And then also Jeremy Ruckert was the other. What do you think of his selections? When you think about those two with how they were recruited and what they're doing now, what do you see?
Well, I would never second guess Tim's selections. he is the dean of Ohio State. State football reporting. Like I said, he and I got started in this business almost simultaneously. He got a little jump on me, I think. At least he's a little older, very slightly older than me, but hard to second guess anything he would say. And, you know, Haskell Garrett certainly, his recruitment was interesting. He came from the Bishop Gorman program, one of the top programs in the country, and was expected to kind of be a star pretty quickly at Ohio State, but it took some time. But the wait has been worth it, I think. Haskell's become a great player for Ohio State. Jeremy Ruckert, you know, Urban Meyer once said that Jeremy's the best tight end that he ever recruited. So that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can see it. I mean, Jeremy was a tremendous high school tight end, and he's been a really, really good tight end for Ohio State. It's just that he hasn't had the volume of catches, you know, in large part because of the type of offense he's playing in. And, you know, at Ohio State the last couple of years, they've had so many great wide receivers that you got to throw to those guys. So, you know, Jeremy certainly, you know, he's going to be a high NFL draft choice after this season.
There is no doubt Jeremy Ruckert could put up a heck of a lot more numbers if they needed him to. I think we could all agree on that. Bill, always appreciate your time, man. We'll do it again soon, at least before the season is up. You have my word.
All right. Sounds great. Have a good rest of the evening, Tim.
Fantastic. There he goes, everybody. Bill Kerlick, our guy, covering Buckeye football recruiting as well as anybody out there. He's with 247sports.com and bucknuts.com. Hey, Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at papajohns.com to save $2 on any order over $20, and your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. It's our season-ending chat with my man, head hockey coach Steve Rolick. Ringside with Rolick next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hi, Buckeye fans. Joshua Perry here. As you may know, Cardinal Health and Ohio State Athletics are both working to help stop the spread of COVID in our communities. With this in mind, you probably have questions about the vaccine. First, experts agree that the vaccine is safe and effective. Now's the time to talk to your healthcare provider and to make a plan for how you'll get vaccinated. And of course, continue to follow the safety protocols. Mask up, keep our distance, and wash your hands. For more info on how you can learn more, visit coronavirus.ohio.gov. Cardinal Health, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance is cool with serving Schuradale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Schuradale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
That Filet-O-Fish Friday feeling can't be beat. Especially on Wednesdays. Or Tuesday. Or the occasional Monday. No, can't forget about Thursday. I got to have it on Sunday.
And now you can enjoy two flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $5. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task. Cut the backfield. Bring it. Save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor? You bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $134 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's the Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Best Monday of the year. We got the brackets. We're going to get ready for the tournament later this week. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center, the first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
It's time for the Elk and Elk Report from Learfield IMG College on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
All right, quick look at the injury situation for the men's basketball team, and then we'll get to my man Steve Rolick. So it's Kyle Young, right? It's all anyone wants to know about is Kyle Young's concussion status, missing the final two games of the Big Ten tournament, such a critical component for this team. Chris Holtman on his radio show earlier today, you didn't hear this clip in the Rewind comments, but he said, I don't have any new information for you right now. He's being evaluated day to day. I think right now we're optimistic that he's making progress. He was at the arena Sunday. We'd heard about that. He was there. That's pretty cool, too. But we didn't want him we didn't want to put him out among all the noise and the action. I think he's making progress, but in terms of what his availability will be, I'm optimistic and hopeful. Not sure what his availability will be right now. So stay tuned. What's his short-term future playing with the Buckeyes? Little thing I like to call, you'll see. Our injury report was presented by Elk and Elk. Serious fans for Ohio State Athletics, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Bucks.
It's time to hit the ice and talk some Ohio State hockey. This is Buckeye Roundtable's Ringside with Rolick.
And like you heard it say there, every single week, it's Ringside with Rolick. And we get to talk to the hockey coach at Ohio State. Steve, it's really good to talk to you. I'm also saddened, though, that it'll be our final chat on the show for the season. There will be more, just not this season. How are you doing one day removed from the late night loss to Michigan there on Sunday?
Well, you know, obviously the first thought's just disappointed. I feel for my guys, feel for the seniors. You know, never an easy time walking in that room and seeing some tears in the eyes. And again, knowing this just uncertain year in the pandemic and what my guys went through and the sacrifices they made to even have this opportunity. And it's kind of numbing still right now, but I'm sure it'll sink in this week.
I'll bet it probably will get at you in bits and pieces here. And you know, we're all going to go through adversity in life, at our jobs. And, you know, when you're doing something that's so incredibly hard like this, too, like competing in this conference with some of the best hockey clubs in America, maybe we can lose sight of how difficult that is to stay at the top like you've been. Is there any comfort, Steve, knowing that if you included last year, you were in four straight NCAA tournaments and this program is going to new heights? Things happen. Look no further than, say, Kentucky or Duke in college hoops this year.
Well, I appreciate those comments. And I guess the first thing I would say is, like I tell my guys all the time, you don't realize how hard it is to win at this level and how fortunate we've been, how fortunate I've been to be at a place like this and have a staff that I've had around me and the players that I've had over the past 8 years. And to put that in perspective, to be in four straight national tournaments or qualify for four and then go through what we went through this year. It's tough, but it does put things in perspective of again, where we've been and, what I look forward to moving forward.
No, I'm serious, Steve. Like I really just started tapping in to Buckeye hockey and becoming a bigger fan. It was a few years ago when I went out to the Shot for my first game. And then when me and my son, we were at one of our local Mexican restaurants and we look up and we notice that the Buckeyes are in the Frozen Four tonight. And that's when we told ourselves this is happening here in Columbus at Ohio State. We're like Minnesota now or Michigan and these other top dogs in the country. So I'm serious. Like this could just be one little blip on the radar in a really outstanding and successful run here for this program.
Well, you hope so, right? And that's why you let it sink in a little bit, and then it's, you know, right back to work and figure out the next steps and continue to try to build this program. And again, when you look at the past however many years, the 8 years I've been here and the success we've had on the ice, but even more important off the ice, and, you know, even the last few years, 16 guys graduate out of 16, and these guys getting opportunities to play at the next level. It's just really that magic of what the Ohio State does for you.
So near the close of the broadcast, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it on BTN or what your first person point of view, if you had walked off the bench, I wasn't sure, but Tommy Napier just had his arm against the sidewall as he just looked gassed. It looked like a kid that just left everything hanging out there on the ice, probably reflecting a bit surreal to compute that that's the end. You talk about emotion. I mean, you love to see a sophomore. Leslie was there sharing it with him. What was your message, not just to Napes, but the seniors and the team after this one?
Yeah, I mean, Napes certainly. I mean, you think about what he's been through, and I think he had the second most amount of shots against in college hockey this year. He was a busy man, and it just the tears in his eyes. I was in the hallway there when he came off and just gave him a hug, and he just said, "I apologize if this is the way it ends for us right here." And I was like, "You got nothing to feel bad for whatsoever, what he's delivered on the ice here for 4 years." And, you know, he has the opportunity hopefully here to move on. But again, all my seniors, I mean, that was one of the biggest messages, their footprint and what they've left and their legacy. And it's been just as important as any other senior class here. And I think that just speaks volumes. And I just feel bad how it ended last year for him with the pandemic starting and on our way to a national tournament. Then obviously going through this year and the way it ended last night. They certainly been through some tough times, but only the guy upstairs knows how he's testing us, and we're going to get through this and even be better for it.
Steve Rolick is with us, Ringside with Rolick on Buckeye Roundtable. It was a tough loss to that team up north in the Big Ten tournament last night. He walked into the house at 5:30 a.m. this morning, and it was right back to being dad and doing all that stuff. I know it's crazy, the demands, right? I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit, Steve, about how the year-round cycle works in college hockey. Will some of these guys go back home and train with their NHL teams? You've got some cases there, get ready for the draft. How's this working?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, right now we'll take a little time off to just get away from it a little bit. But, yeah, our guys will train hard here at the end of the year, obviously through finals. And we usually plan on being here on and off for the summer. And we do think it's really important to get away and be with family. And some guys have their NHL development camps. You know, guys will be taking credits all summer, again, to stay on track to graduate in 4 years. So it ends up being a, you know, close to a year-round thing. And obviously what we lost starting training and all that, I think that's one of the most important things behind the scenes is getting your academics lined up and then obviously the training and putting your body through that preparation that you need to have for the year. And it's something we lost this past year.
And my last thing for you, Steve, and the one good thing that we can get out of a disappointing season is the kind of fire in your belly and excitement there's going to be to get back at it. When you look at the young players that you have, I mean, with Treloar and what he did, Snowden and Nett, you know, Gilden, Ahak, you got guys, and then you got Mason coming in from a second-round pick, and you got a Czech goaltender. There's just so much to be excited about with the future, you know what I mean?
Well, that's I love you just putting goosebumps on my arms right now. I mean, I love what I do. You know, I love going to work, and again, I love where my staff's at, and we're going to continue to push these guys to as highest heights as we can. And again, we got an exciting group coming back. We got some really good players coming in, and again, the fire's there, and that's what's most important: the passion, the fire for. You know, for OSU hockey, and that's something that I always hang my hat on.
Well, everybody, this has been fun, rinkside with Rolick, and we're definitely going to do it again next season. I got a lot of texts, man, throughout the year from my Ohio State hockey friends that loved hearing you each and every week, so we greatly appreciate your time, and have a tremendous offseason.
Yeah, thanks for everything you've done for me and for our program and for obviously for OSU Athletics. I appreciate you.
Awesome stuff. And all our hockey friends out there, here's to a better year in 21-22. I'm sure it's going to happen. Hey, we've got three college basketball teams in the state of Ohio right now, and they're all in the big dance. I meant there's more than three. I kind of butchered that. We have three college basketball teams in the state of Ohio. That's what I was going to say. No, we have three that are dancing right now. And I'm going to break down each one of them in our Ohio College Hoops update next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
A revolution in lung cancer treatment is happening at the James. We're proving lung cancer isn't solely defined by location and stage, but rather the individual molecules and genes that drive it. Simply put, there is no routine lung cancer. That's why our world-renowned specialists put their expertise towards treating one particular lung cancer, yours. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your lung cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots. We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
My name is Bill Artman, and I lead retail operations here at Giant Eagle. I'm extremely proud of our 32,000 team members who are working around the clock to service our communities. Our trucks are moving, our stores are following top safety measures, and we're receiving shipments daily. And we would like to thank our customers for your patience and trust. For information on hours, curbside pickup, and any updates as we move through this crisis together, visit us at GiantEagle.com/response.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. We are going to break down the brackets. It is a great time to be alive. Yeah, we're going to go over all these Ohio teams in the tournament. We've got three of them. We're used to having more, but hey, it's three more than zero, right? And you have one that's a Final Four contender, and it's the one that this show is about, the Ohio State Buckeyes. So we'll hit you with that hoops update in just a second. First, though, I got to tell you, the Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Encova Insurance.
Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio College Hoops Update.
All right, so where do you guys want to start? Why don't we start with the Buckeyes? We haven't talked about Buckeye basketball since it seems in the first hour, and I feel like we should be talking about it every 10 seconds with how exciting this is. You got a two seed, for goodness sakes. 21-9. I never thought that I would be that I would desire 20-win seasons so much, but in a year where you didn't have all that many games in the regular season, I think it was kind of important. I think it was a big deal considering how tough this Big Ten Conference was, too. So to amass 20 wins and to go north of that, to be heading into the NCAA tournament already with 21, I think it was a heck of an accomplishment. I think it's a telling little stat. You don't have to completely hang your hat on it. It's more about championships, making deep runs in the tourney. But when you see a coach like Thad Matta had it going for a long time, like Chris Holtman has it going right now, I'm just making sure with the Holtman as I pull up his history and his record. Yeah, it's been every year since his third season at Gardner-Webb, so that's eight straight years of 20-plus wins. That's pretty consistent. That's impressive stuff. And you know the Chris Holtman rule. When you get into March, he has never made an NCAA tournament and not advanced. He has always at least gotten to the second round. And he hasn't gotten past the second round yet here at Ohio State. That's because last year's tournament was canceled when he had his best team yet. It was canceled. So we didn't get to see what was happening. And they were as hot as they've been. They were hot down the stretch. He went to the Sweet 16 in his third and final year at Butler, and that was a really good team. And I think they got caught by North Carolina in a really, really good basketball game. Like, they were good. That was another Butler team that you said, oh, man, like Brad Stevens, he really got it going. And this dude seems to be keeping it around and doing the same things. So we look at Ohio State. They play Oral Roberts, 2 versus a 15, Mackey Arena, Friday at 3 o'clock. Network coverage is going to start at 2:15 on that day. They bleed into a Florida-Virginia Tech 7-10 game. I think that's very favorable. And then you look beyond that, and the 3 and the 6 in their half of the bracket are Arkansas and Texas Tech. I'm pretty happy with that as well. I've got some respect for the Razorbacks, but Alabama, and as shown by the seed that they achieved and what they did in their tournament, they got the 2 seed, so they went a little bit north of catching someone like Ohio State that early. I just like how that breaks down. I like their chances. I really think with Baylor and Purdue as the 1 and the 4 in the top half of the bracket, you could possibly see a Purdue and an Ohio State rematch, a fourth contest in the Elite Eight. Wouldn't that be something for one Big Ten team to go forward and to go into the Final Four. That would be something. Let's kick it down to the Midwest region. This is on Ohio State's side of the bracket, just the bottom, the Midwest region. Also in a 2-15 matchup, but Cleveland State, 19-7, tournament champs in the Horizon League. Nice that they're not on that 16 line. They're a 15, so those have happened before at a much higher clip than UMBC, where there's just one ever, beating Virginia. Taking on the Houston Cougars, who just completely obliterated Cincinnati, right? I'm sorry, Bearcats fans. You had to have a bigger sense of hope than what happened in that game where you get Houston, you got wrecked by Houston the last time you played late in the season. I didn't expect it to be like that. I didn't expect Cincinnati to win, but I thought it was going to be close. I thought you get to these tournament title games, and even a team that's not having their best year like Cincy is going to be more ready to throw some uppercuts and haymakers, but it wasn't to be. But Cleveland State, I don't see a very good chance of them moving past Houston with what the Cougars are. 24-3 team, they're really good. They move the basketball well. They're athletic. Quentin Grimes, really good guard, transfer from Kansas, so he'll be tough to stop. But Dennis Gates and what he has done with Cleveland State, it's been pretty great. Second season, they weren't picked to finish very high this year. He goes 19-7, ties for first in the regular season. You get a championship there. You get a tournament championship. That's some doctoring up the banner, if I ever saw so. So he's a bench coach from Florida State, too. And anyone that coached under Leonard Hamilton, I will have a lot of faith in. So I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland State hangs around in that game and makes it more interesting than more 15-2 seed games are. But certainly expect the Cougars to get the job done. And the one that is a very popular and attractive pick, and my producer, Eric Reeser, is really happy about this. Really happy, right, man? The Ohio Bobcats go to the West Region in a 13-4 game against Virginia. The Bobcats getting hot with some great players. Jason Preston with what he can do. I love this guy. He is so good. Jeff Bowles as their coach. What he's doing right now. Second season, just like Gates, has him in the tournament. The MAC was underrated. They were good. All of the Ohio teams were holding it down in the MAC, and what Ohio did, ripping through the MAC tournament with Preston, Dwight Wilson III, Ben Vanderplas, who's got the hair. He's got the Herculean Thor hair going right there. He was great. What was it against Toledo where he had like 26-8-7? Wilson was big in the last game. Preston at 16.6 per game, you know he can go for more than that. I really love Ohio's chance to move to the Sweet 16. Beat Virginia, winner of Creighton and UC Santa Barbara. The Gauchos might get the Jays with how Creighton got obliterated by Georgetown. They can't feel good going in, but there you go. There's your three Ohio teams, and I think two of them, Ohio State's got a chance to go really, really far, obviously. I think they can make the Final Four, and I think they will. And Ohio, I think that's a legitimate shot to do like they did the last time they were in the tournament and have a memorable run, go on to the Sweet 16. And it won't be as difficult as the teams they had to knock off for that last famous one. All right, we have done baseball, hockey, football, hoops, but there's a lot more going on in OSU athletics, and we'll take you around the block O next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Buyers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting buyersauto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit buyersauto.com.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
Hi, Buckeye fans. Joshua Perry here. As you may know, Cardinal Health and Ohio State Athletics are both working to help stop the spread of COVID in our communities. With this in mind, you probably have questions about the vaccine. First, experts agree that the vaccine is safe and effective. Now's the time to talk to your healthcare provider and to make a plan for how you'll get vaccinated. And of course, continue to follow the safety protocols. Mask up, keep our distance, and wash your hands. For more info on how you can learn more, visit coronavirus.ohio.gov. Cardinal Health, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan, the Fan, the Fan. Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall here with you. Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Byers Auto. Hey, Byers Auto Group's overall aim is to achieve a positive impact on society. The family-owned and operated company has a vision that goes beyond products and profits by giving back to the community. They're creating a stable society for their 850 employees and future generations to live within.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
Well, and first it'll be time for our Papa John's delivery of the game, presented by Papa John's. This is where I look at the recent game for the men's basketball team, and that was yesterday. It's a bit of a forgotten game. Tournament championship, that's all. In the Big Ten tourney in Indy against Illinois, it was as high level as you could ask for. 91-88 overtime thriller. The Illini come out on top. You know what? I'm going to do it, though. Everything that Dwayne Washington Jr. has done, I feel like I've talked about him so much here lately and given him his due. And he's crazy. He's crazy good. He's growing. He's morphing into a bigger and better superstar right in front of us. I think I got to give some love to Justice. Justice Suing. I think this guy, the wing player with his ability to get tough defensively and attack the glass and hit free throws and get some and ones, I just think he's critical for everything that Ohio State Hoops can do this March. And his and one, going and getting his own miss. I love guys that chase down their own miss. They go after it with a tenacity, too, a nastiness to him. That ball was his. When he missed it, that little floater in the lane to try to bring the game within one, he went right back and got it. So you know what? I'm going to draw some contact. I'm going to get that bucket. Then I'm going to make the free throw and tie this game up. We're going to OT. We're going to try to win it. And they didn't wind up doing it, but man, credit to him. That was great. And how about some love for Buckeye Gymnastics? I know they got to be absolutely loving the setup at the new Covelli Center, but Cameron Nelson, good job, man, picking up a Big Ten Freshman of the Week honor. Congrats. He helped the 6th-ranked Buckeyes on their way to a double-digit win over 8th-ranked Iowa Saturday, 406.100 to 395.750. He was stellar on the floor routine. He took 2nd with a 14.250, his personal best. Ohio State, as a team, had their best performance of the season in that event. Bucks get that team up north in a virtual meet Wednesday at 4:30. And Buckeye women's volleyball, saddened that the undefeated run came to an end, but what an amazing season they're having, right? What a year Riley Rader is having. Another Big Ten Freshman of the Week honor going out to her. Her second, she had one error in 46 attempts over the weekend. She had a career-high 14 kills, a 591 attack rate on Friday. Saturday, she had eight blocks! Seth Towns had four blocks for the Buckeye men's basketball team, too, this weekend in one game. That was great. He could be a good volleyball player. The Bucks are going to be back at the Covelli this weekend hosting. Who else? That team up north, right? And we were just looking over the Ohio Bobcats back there. It was the 2012 tournament, right, where they beat Michigan, beat South Florida, then lost to North Carolina in that overtime. And DJ Cooper, he was the stud there. And I remember, I think it was a year after, where Nick Kellogg, Clark's son, who was on that team, they played that game at the Shot, and it was such a great environment. And Clark, rightfully so, wore the Ohio Bobcats gear. I mean, come on. You really going to get on Clark Kellogg, who is just like captain all-time Buckeye? Such a great man. Such a great analyst. His son was playing at OU. Of course you got to wear the gear and the apparel for the son. That's how that goes. Everybody, get some sleep, get some rest. It is tournament time. The Buckeyes play Oral Roberts on Friday. I cannot wait. Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto, has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Papa John's, and Byers Auto. For our producer, Eric Reeser, my man, I'm Timmy Hall. Thanks for listening. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.